welcome back to it. I am reverting to a story in the Detroit News. And if you didn't hear this recently, there has been an overhaul in some aspects of the Endangered Species Act that goes back to the 1970s. It was signed by President Richard Nixon. And the Trump administration is working to change the regulations. And some say, and this opinion says in the Detroit News, overhaul of the Endangered Species Act is an attack on Midwest wildlife. Midwest wildlife. And I wonder, you know, if that's overstated. In fact, I don't wonder. I believe that is overstated. And no luck there, right, Alex? That's fine. I'm still going to talk about that. You know, when you look at one of the animals that comes up oftentimes in this conversation is the gray wolf. And they'll say, well, the gray wolf is endangered in Michigan. It's an endangered species. Well, you can say that, but there are 6,000 wolves in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And they are expanding their range currently. There are 50,000 gray wolves in Alaska alone, maybe more. But that's an estimate of just the wolves in Alaska. And then, of course, gray wolves across Canada. So is that actually an endangered species? The answer is no. If you look at the way these things are measured, it's deemed least critical. Least concern. Population. It's a population of least concern. One of the animals listed here in this article of concern in Michigan is the lynx. Yes, lynx have been extirpated in many places, not many left in Michigan, a few. But when you look at the actual numbers, it's an animal of least concern, population stable. So I wonder if this is a bit of an overstatement, but Colette Atkins is here, a carnivore conservation director and senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity. Colette, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I'm reading this article about this opinion piece in the Detroit News. Saying that the overhaul of the Endangered Species Act is an attack on Midwest wildlife. How is that?
Well, the Endangered Species Act is an amazing tool to protect wildlife in the Midwest and elsewhere, but new changes have just gone through from the Trump administration that weaken the Endangered Species Act. And we're really worried about how that will make it more difficult to provide protections for species that need it. And for species that already have protections under the Act, those will be weakened under these new rules.
Give me an example.
So, for example, moose are really declining across the Midwest. In Minnesota, for example, where I live, their populations have dropped by more than 60%. So my organization, the Center for Biological Diversity, has asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to put them on the list of endangered species. Now, under the new rules, this process of considering whether a species deserves protection is much different. Because, for example, in the past, the agency could only look at science. But now, under the Trump administration, who's shown an incredible disregard for science, economic considerations can come into play. So there's a lot of problems with these new changes. Even once,
what is the? Let me ask this. I want to ask you about the moose in Minnesota because I can't seem to find the numbers for it. What subspecies of moose lives in Minnesota?
You know, I can't remember the scientific name for that subspecies, but there are several different subspecies of moose that live across the United States. You know, we've got some that are out west, and some that are in the Northeast, like in.
No, I understand that. You have Alaska Yukon moose, you have Canada moose, and you have Shiras moose. I'm going to assume you have Shiras moose in Minnesota. But what are the numbers? You say their numbers are dwindling. What are the numbers of moose in Minnesota?
You know, we don't even know the exact numbers, but what we do know is that they've almost disappeared.
Now, wait a second. How do we have a conversation about moose numbers dwindling if we don't know what the numbers are?
Well, we filed this petition several years ago, and at that time we put together all the science on the species threats and the status. And at that time, we pulled together what the data was for the species. So since then, the various state agencies and the federal agencies have turned more attention to them. But a species like that, we have estimates, and I just don't know them off the top of my head.
All right, so this you filed this petition many years ago, you said, right?
It was back in 2016.
All right, in 2016, you filed this. And no action was taken because here is my take on this, because I look at gray wolves are something that are often discussed as an animal that's endangered in Michigan, for example. But really, the gray wolf has 6,000 individuals here, and across Canada there are tens of thousands. Alaska has 50,000 gray wolves alone, so it's a least concern. Lynx also mentioned in your article here that I read, but lynx is considered an animal of least concern because they have tens of thousands of individuals, maybe not in Minnesota, and I don't believe that moose are in danger of extirpation anywhere. So I'm concerned as to what your definition of endangered species is.
Okay, so for wolves, there's about 600 or 700 in Michigan, and only through the protections of the Endangered Species Act did we have moose return or have wolves return to Michigan. You know, they were left after people nearly drove them to extinction. They were left in Minnesota's population, moved to Wisconsin, and from there into Michigan.
I understand all that.
The broader point that you're making, I think, is that they, you know, wolves are still doing well in Canada or Alaska, and same with moose. The Endangered Species Act definitely requires more. That's not actually a part of what these new regulations try to do. The definition is provided by Congress in the Act. It says if a species is in danger of extinction in all or a significant portion of its range, everyone universally agrees that the United States is a significant portion of the range for the wolves, for moose. When you go down to a smaller scale, you can debate about that. Like, do you really need?
Here's what I'm getting at. Should the state of Michigan have the ability to decide whether or not the wolf population should be managed by the Department of Natural Resources here, or in Montana, the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks? Can you hold that thought? Can you hold through a break here? This is an important conversation. All right, hold through the break there. We got Colette Adkins here, kind of our conservation director, senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, talking about the Endangered Species Act and changes that are happening to the Endangered Species Act. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today. at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.
Confessions